This girl, she sat down and she called her doctor. And the doctor said, bring her over. And she put her in her car and took her over there and kept about 2 hours. Brought her back and put her in bed. And she began to get better from that and got up. But that's what it was, arthritis.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when it gets you, it holds you.
I bet it does.
Mm-hmm. But it feels like it's the bone. It doesn't feel like the flesh. It just feels like it's the bone.
Good.
And I don't care if I turn over on this side, I can feel it. I have to turn right back over because it began hurting.
Yes, ma'am.
And I told myself, well, I just feel like it's the bone. Mm.
Did you ever hear of children having a disease around here where they got sores in their throat and couldn't breathe and suffocated?
Yeah, I don't think I have.
Call it
diphtheria?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I've heard of diphtheria. I've heard of children have, large fashion, grown people having diphtheria.
Grown people can get it?
I have heard of it.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a disease that caused people's eyes and skin to turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, my father had yellow jaundice.
Really?
When I was a little girl.
Is that a bad disease?
I reckon so, but they didn't allow us in the room. And he was down, I don't know, it's a week or two, I think.
Yes, ma'am.
But I didn't know, they just said yellow jaundice. They said his eyes turned yellow. That's how they knew he had jaundice.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody had to have their appendix out, they probably had an attack of
appendicitis.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I haven't had that in the family.
I haven't either. I think I've got everything I was born with. Well, say if somebody ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, you'd say they had to...
Indigestion, maybe.
All right, they had indigestion, they had to go to the bathroom and...
And vomit.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard anybody talk about that in a joking way? Said somebody got so sick he was just leaning over the fence?
No, I haven't heard that.
Hadn't heard a joking or a crude
but
word?
But you know one thing about... So many times, if you take people drink a lot of liquor, they'll vomit.
Yes,
ma'am. There won't be anything the matter with just getting rid of it, I reckon.
Yes, ma'am.
But there used to be a two-story building over there, and the lady who ran the building sold liquor, and the people just go over there, drink liquor, and drink beer, and on like that, and. They get so drunk they come and fall up against our fence. We had a fence going across, fall against our fence and vomit out there.
Goodness.
And Mama gets so mad, and she and my mother were schoolmates when they were going to school. Both of them lived in Meridian at that time, and she came to Hattiesburg. And then finally my mother moved to Hattiesburg. So they still was good friends. And she'd get after her about it. And sometimes they'd allow her to have so much beer over there, and then she couldn't have much more. She's selling it, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And they'd come over and just fill the truck full of beer that they'd taken, and she'd come over there and they wouldn't rest. They said they allowed her so much, and she had more than they allowed her. They just took down to what they allowed her.
Yes, ma'am.
And didn't take her to jail or anything of the kind for selling.